Hi, everyone, and welcome to Author's Corner. You can check me out on Twitter, at Total Tutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, Total Tutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, Google+, and also on Periscope, at Total Tutor. I'm excited to welcome the program author Mike Massimino. He's the author of Spaceman, An Astronaut's Unlikely Journey to Unlock the Secrets of the Universe. Mike, thanks for calling, and how are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks very much for having me, Neil. Pleasure to be here with you.
I'm excited to talk with you. I just want to ask you how you had time to write the book with, you know, your experience as an astronaut. You know, you put so much time and study into it. What made you want to put it down on paper?
Well, you know, for me, Neil, the whole thing from start to finish of pursuing the astronaut dream, I wasn't a very likely candidate. The word unlikely is in the an unlikely journey. It was just extraordinary. I was a civilian without any military experience. I wasn't a thrill seeker. I was afraid of heights. You know, I couldn't see very well, but I was able to get through the selection process and get picked to be an astronaut and go on a couple missions. And that whole world that opened up to me at NASA, you know, pursuing the dream was one thing, and, you know, not giving up, I think, is really important, even when you get disappointments and failures and so on. And whatever happened, right, I kept going, luckily, and made it. And then getting there and being able to work with this team of great people that I work with and getting to see what I got to see in space and what I experienced, I just really wanted to share that story. And I tell stories around the dinner table or, you know, to friends and to different audiences across the country, but it was something different about getting it down in paper, on paper, and forming it into a book that, for me, was really great. It was just a great experience to do that. Another one of for me, you know, another extraordinary opportunity, and I'm very, very happy the way it came out.
So you're saying that you were unlikely to journey in this. So you had some struggles to try to get in the program and be an astronaut, or studies were. What kind of struggles did you have?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, well, always, even in college before. When I was in college, I really wasn't thinking about being an astronaut. It didn't happen until after. But even in college, I had trouble. Semesters I didn't do that great, and had to recover. And then when I was in graduate school, I failed my qualifying exam trying to get my PhD at MIT, and failed that, and had to come back from that.
Wow.
Even applying to NASA, I got rejected twice from NASA outright, and then a third time I got an interview, and then I was medically disqualified because of my eyesight. And back then they didn't accept any of these surgical procedures to improve your vision. So I was just kind of done. But I was able to figure out a way to go through some vision training and improve my eyesight naturally, which was kind of miraculous. But you know, you never know what life's going to throw at you. And, giving up on something is not a good thing if it's what you really want to do. And as long as there's that small chance, as small as it might be, that chance exists. And the only way you eliminate yourself and have zero chances if you don't try. So for me, that was really important, was to at least try, do everything I could to get there, because it was something I wanted to do more than anything.
And that's a great story, because you thought, oh my gosh, there's no way I'm going to be able to overcome all this. And you just kept going from undergrad to grad school. If you fail something at MIT, you might say, okay, it's over. There's stories, I'm sure, into the building at MIT, not everyone graduates from here. So be ready.
That's what happens. Yeah. And I found one of the recurring themes that are in the book is how, you know, it's important to accept help when you need it, you know, to reach out to the right people to help you, and also to help people who need your help. And that's how we get through life, and that's how we achieve these things. It's no one person that does it. Even in the book, I had a lot of help with the book, and that's the way life is. And I'm very grateful for the people that helped me, and hopefully I've been able to help other people achieve what they want to do. So, and you know, that's part of the book as well.
And that's a great part of it is again, of you need help there too. So it's helping people say, when they read this book, say to themselves, I can do this. If Mike can do this and had so many roadblocks, Why don't I continue to persevere? And here's a question for you, Mike, you know, especially with, you know, the success as an astronaut and then also being a very big public figure on social media and stuff. What advice would you offer people going through what you had to go through at certain times where people were telling you no? What advice would you offer them?
Well, I think that, you know, I got some advice that I share that I've gotten from several people, but you know, what pops in my head there is my advisor at MIT, Tom Sheridan, was my professor and is, you know, he's still a very good friend, now retired. But he told me, just in passing, I don't know if he remembers saying this to me, but he said something, you know, in a very academic way. He said, if you're able to learn to deal with indignities in life, one can go far.
Yeah.
And by indignities, he meant people telling you, no, you can't do it. And my observation has been that, you know, people who are successful, and I've been very lucky to meet successful people, in, you know, in the entertainment business and, you know, music, in sports and entrepreneurs and explorers, and all of those people who are successful, it's not because they never failed. It's because they never let failure stop them. And you can get disappointed,
yes,
you know, but you're probably not, when you're trying to achieve something that's difficult, chances are you may never get told no along the path, but that's very unlikely. Chances are you are going to be told no, and you can either let it stop you or you can say, okay, I got knocked down, let me keep trying. And I think that's one of the reasons, in my opinion, is you need to find something you're really passionate about, because you are going to get knocked down. I had a friend of mine who's an actor tell me that he doesn't worry. He doesn't discourage people from becoming actors or actresses because that business is so hard that unless you really want it, you're going to give up.
Yeah.
And he said the only way you're going to do that is if you really want to do it. Because you're going to get, you see, a very rare do people meet with success immediately. Sometimes it happens. But most of the time, people are going to get knocked down, get disappointed. They're going to have to get back up and keep trying.
And then the naysayers. We have to ignore the naysayers and keep going and allow yourself to keep to say, let's do this. I'm not giving up. I don't care what you
right.
said. And that drives me. When someone says no to me, Mike, I said, okay, we'll see. As an entrepreneur so far in my green years as an entrepreneur, I said to myself, we'll see. Okay, you tell me that. I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to run through that door. And that's what we got to do.
Right, exactly. Right, and naysayers, I think, come in a couple of varieties. I don't really talk about this in the book, but there are some naysayers that are just naysayers, and those are the ones you really need to ignore because they're not nice.
Right.
But there are some people that come into your life that will give you advice, and sometimes it's advice you might not want to hear. And that's when you've got to ferret it out. You got to say, okay, well, there's the message here. This is someone that really cares about me. They're not just trying to make me feel bad, but this is some good feedback that I need to probably adapt and see if I can somehow move toward where they're suggesting. And I think that's it, is that, you know, some people are there to try to help you, but you got to stay away from it. You know, people that are not going to help you. You know, occasionally you come across people that just, you know, that you don't want to listen to, but I think most of the time when people care about you, they're trying to give you advice. You need to somehow to incorporate that, but don't let it stop you.
Surround yourself with the right people. That's what somebody told me all the time, is you have to surround yourself with the right people. Surround yourself with people that are more successful than you are, so that you know for a fact, you know what, I'm going to be able to do this, but you're set the bar high for yourself. I wish we, as a country, can, Mike, say, you know what, we're going to be the best. We're not going to just give up and say, oh, just because I have something wrong with me or something's bad or I'm the certain circumstances, just go for it. And I think that every time you get knocked down, you got to keep getting back up. And your story's definitely telling us that for sure. And then I was reading up on you about like your experiences in the entertainment world and on TV and radio and all these different things. It's just got to be awesome, and you're living the dream for sure.
Yeah, no, it's been great. It's been some great opportunities, and I think, you know, you mentioned about it as a country. I think that we are given a lot of opportunity, and I do think that more opportunities are being given to people, and we need to, or at least we're trying to get there. You know, we're trying to make it a better place. And no, it's not perfect, but I think we're moving in the right direction. We may take a step back every once in a while, but we keep moving forward. But it really is, you know, life can be great. It can also be disappointing at times, but you just got to keep try to keep heading in the right direction. Two steps forward, one step back is okay. You're still making progress.
All right, Mike, where can we purchase your book, learn more about you? I know you're big on social media. I was reading up on that as well. So where can we find information on you and learn more about you? Where can we go?
Yeah, there's a couple things going on. You can follow me on Twitter at @Astro_Mike. And I've got a website out that has information about the book and where I'm going to be appearing here and there, and that's MikeMassimino.com. And as far as purchasing the book, it's available wherever books are sold, is what my publisher says, which means it's online at your, you know, the outlets where you can go and buy things online on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or the other online places. And it's also available in bookstores, your favorite bookstore. It's out there, too, and most of them are from apparently. So wherever books are sold, however you like to buy your books, you can find Spaceman there. And much, much appreciated. Hope you like it if you go out and get it.
All right. Well, Mike, thanks for calling. I appreciate the time. And you really worked hard to get where you are today. But at least you're going back and telling people you can do this, too. I went through the struggles and you were able to accomplish your dreams. So thanks for calling, Mike. And take care.
Yeah.
All right. See you.
If I can do it, so can everybody else. Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care, Mike. See you later. Okay. Bye-bye. You're listening to Author's Corner, and we'll be back in just a moment.